back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. We thank you for joining us, no matter who you are, where you are, or how you may be listening, from Traverse City down to Toledo, all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well. We appreciate you making us a part of your day each and every weekday morning here on X's and Bros. You can text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. Join us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line. Call 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well, Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast, listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting Apple, Spotify, Google, SoundCloud, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. Plus, you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key on Twitter. Danica Halen at Dan in the Studio. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. Big thanks to John Wagner for joining us. We've got a little bit of injury updates coming to you from the NFL circles. And a team that I was very high on going into this season that all of a sudden that is going to change because they're going to need to find themselves a quarterback. Was hoping things were going to work out for Carson Wentz in Indy. He's going to be sidelined with an injury. Not a good look at all right there whatsoever. The Detroit Tigers back in action tonight, taking on the Boston Red Sox for the first of three, 7:10 first pitch time, and you can catch that game on Bally Sports Detroit. Also, we had NBA free agency taking place yesterday, and Team USA's Olympic team taking the hardwood against Spain. So will they be able to run their record to 13-0 against the Spaniards? We've got all that and more coming up. Plus, we'll get into the Pistons draft selections with the coach, Kyle Barlow, as well. Shout out to Duncan Robinson, undrafted to the largest contract for an undrafted player in NBA history. 5 years, $90 million for Duncan Robinson. Tim Hardaway Jr. also signed a massive deal. Really good day for Michigan Wolverines yesterday. And we'll get into a little bit more on what's to come now with Franz Wagner and the fact that he was selected by the Orlando Magic. They got Jalen Suggs and Franz Wagner picks 5 and 8. So I think a really good draft for the Orlando Magic, and I could see that team being kind of like where the Pistons were at last year.
Do you think Tim Hardaway Jr. just goes to his dad and be like, do you need a loan?
I mean,
because like the last, because like his contract he just came out of, wasn't that like an $80 million deal, and he just signed a $74 million deal for 3 years or something?
It's just an insane amount of money. And I'm not saying Tim Hardaway is a bad player. He's not by any stretch of the imagination. But you know, he's a guy who can get you 20.
Right,
he can get you 20.
It's like he, as for the Knicks, it made sense for that contract, and even Dallas, it kind of makes sense. Like, but it's just like that. Do you think he just goes to his dad and be like, "I got you covered"?
Yeah, can you imagine what their family holidays look like? I mean, the spread. Like, you don't even cook. You just call Ruth Chris. That's what you do. You call Ruth Chris. You get those a la carte. You get the mashed potatoes. You get the mac and cheese. You know what I'm saying? You have them cater it. You don't even have to cook. Thanksgiving, steaks. You know, the rest of us are eating, you know, dried up turkey and slices of ham. God bless. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. Can you believe that? August already. August 3rd. I can't. You know, it feels like I blinked and summer was over. Now, I'm not gonna completely give up on summer here in August, because August is still very much a summer month. June, July, August, your summer months. But it just, I mean, with football season right around the corner, the weather's starting to turn a little bit. Sun's getting up a little bit later. It's going down a little bit earlier. Man, it feels like it's flying right by. And before you know it, we're going to be tipping off the NBA regular season. For the Pistons, you might be wondering, you know, because the name Tim Hardaway Jr. has floated around as potentially somebody of interest. I don't know if that contract made a lot of sense for this Detroit Pistons team. I like Tim Hardaway a lot. I would have loved to have seen him in Detroit with Isaiah Livers. The more local kids, the better. But at the same time, I just called Tim Hardaway a kid. He's a grown-ass man making $80 million a year, or $80 million over the length of his contract. So he's definitely not a kid. But I just don't know if that contract made a whole lot of sense for the Pistons in the position that we are currently in Detroit. I think that we have Jeremy Grant. You know, there was a question raised by Freddie there in hour number two of what will Jeremy Grant be now you start to put some more players around him. Hopefully better. And if Jeremy Grant is better in year two in Detroit than he is in year one, then we have nothing to worry about. We have zero complaints whatsoever. I mean, he was a guy getting 30 on any given night just because. Just because. I mean, and it was like, okay, this Jeremy Grant guy, maybe not too bad. Like, this deal, not too bad. And he earned himself a spot on the Olympic team, for God's sakes. Like, the guy played great, and I think we're going to see even more from him. I think he'll be even better because now the workload won't necessarily be anywhere near the same as it was. We know that Sadiq Bey is a proven shooter. We have to kind of wait and see what's going to happen with Killian Hayes, but we have a pretty good feeling about what Cade Cunningham is going to be. I'm very excited about this Detroit Pistons team. There are a couple teams I don't know what the hell they're doing, and that would be one, the New York Knicks, and two, the L.A. Lakers. The Lakers are well over the cap right now. It doesn't make a lot of sense with what they've done. They've added Wayne Ellington, which, you know, he will be a good shooter, but they added guys like Kent Bazemore. You potentially got Dwight Howard coming back, LeBron, Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis, who can't stay healthy. Availabilities and ability. I don't understand. Like, their average team age right now is like over 30. I just don't know how well that plays in today's NBA. I mean, they're trying everything that they can to get LeBron back, but I just the signing of Russell Westbrook doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And the Knicks, I mean, the Knicks, you know, throwing a bunch of money at Evan Fournier, like, okay, I guess that's what you guys want to do, but they just continue to swing and miss in free agency. You got to build through the draft. You have to build through the draft. Your core players have to come in there, and that goes for every sport. You know, you got to build your foundation, has to be built through the draft, and you add in free agency as you see fit in order to bolster your team's roster, right? But you can't just go out there and, you know, free agency. I mean, just it's never worked for the Knicks. Never worked for the Knicks. By the way, I think Chris Herring, Yahoo Sports, has a new book out, The Flagrant History of the New York Knicks. It was about the Garden in the 90s, so I'm interested. I have to pick up a copy of that to give that a read. You know, Pat Riley and Charles Oakley and Patrick Ewing and John Starks and Allen Houston and Van Gundy. And, oh, man, just a lot of names and just teams that just were stuck in the Jordan era. Couldn't do anything about it. What else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
You guys ever seen the movie The Expendables? With Sly Stallone, Wesley Snipes, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jason Statham, Antonio Banderas, Jet Li. Somebody tweeted out the 2021 Lakers team photo has been leaked. That's pretty good. I like that. Kevin Durant saves the day in the third quarter. USA beats Spain 95-81. They advance to the semifinal of the Olympic men's basketball tournament. They'll play either Australia or Argentina coming up on Thursday. So interested to see who the U.S. will draw there. Good victory over the Spaniards. And what is your expectation for the Pistons season? Tank again, 30-ish wins, contend for a playoff spot, 8th seed or better. You know who's getting my vote, 8th seed or better. Let's get the retweets across the board on that. Vote in our poll at XB Mornings on Twitter. Of course, day one with pads and in Allen Park for the Lions camp, so that's exciting. If you are if you're getting ready for football season, we're going to have an open, I don't know if it's an open practice or what kind of, but we're going to have some sort of event Saturday at Ford Field. Might just be for season ticket holders, not really sure. But we'll be inside Ford Field practicing and knocking stuff out come Saturday. Indianapolis Colts quarterback Carson Wentz, more coming up on him next, out 5 to 12 weeks, according to head coach Frank Reich. Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver Devontae Smith, their first-round selection. He's going to miss 2 to 3 weeks with a sprained MCL. That's not good. How about Trey Young, the Atlanta Hawks star point guard, agreed to a max extension. $207 million is what that contract is worth. $207, my goodness. The Chicago Bulls have landed Lonzo Ball in a sign-and-trade agreement worth 4 years, $85 million. They also signed Alex Caruso. You know Alex Caruso, the little bald guy out there. $37 million for Caruso. That's a really nice pay. You know what I would do with $37 million? The Miami Heat have landed Kyle Lowry and retained Duncan Robinson. Duncan Robinson, a five-year, $90 million deal. Largest ever for an undrafted player. Lowry comes over in the sign-and-trade that sends Precious Achiuwa and Goran Dragic north to Toronto. Dragic will be a free agent at the end of next season. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, a.k.a. SGA, got a five-year, $172 million contract. Pretty good numbers on him. And the NHL and the International Olympic Committee were unable to secure expanded media rights for the 22 Winter Games. It's going to be weird having the 21 Summer Games that were this summer and then going right into the Winter Olympics. We'll have to wait and see if the NHL players will be eligible to play in that. We'll step aside, back with more X's and Bros after this. Talking a little NFL football next here on the Michigan Sports Network.
New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any Detroit Tigers game. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Sign up for the BetMGM app using ShepBet100, and you bet $1 on any Tigers game, you'll get $100 in free bets, even if your wager is a strikeout. That's the kind of teammate BetMGM is. Discover their innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use ShepBet100 to get $100 when you bet $1 on any Tigers game this season, regardless of the outcome of your wager. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and an official gaming partner of the Detroit Tigers. New customer offer, paid and free bets. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute's Purple Community. Now your community can be a part of raising awareness and money to help Parkinson's and cancer research at Van Andel Institute, which is located on the west side of the state in downtown GR. They are world renowned when it comes to cancer and Parkinson's research and more. You can go to VAI.org to find out about what they're doing each and every day to try and save lives. And if you want to have your own event, your own purple celebration in your community to raise awareness and money for cancer and Parkinson's research, get all the details at purplecommunity.vai.org.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at freddythepizzaman.com. That's F-R-E-D-I, thepizzaman.com. Or email freddythepizzaman @gmail.com.
Just talking a little bit back and forth. Benjamin Raven was covering the Lions camp for M Live right now, and exciting times. The pads are on, and they're already getting after it a little bit. Hey, you know what? Look, it's NFL football. Guys are fighting for jobs. There's only so many roster spots available, and you know sometimes, like if they're gonna throw hands at camp, like just try not to punch anybody with a helmet on. Don't break your hand. Outside of that, if you're going to be grabbing face masks.
Hint, Cortland Finnegan.
Ugh, you just don't want to do that. Do you remember the brawl? What was it? I think it was Cortland Finnegan and
that's why I said it. And yeah, Andre Johnson.
Andre Johnson.
Well, that one was on the field.
That was a great melee right there, right? It was just a lot of, and then all of a sudden you realize
not the fight a few years ago, but it was an altercation with DeAndre Hopkins and D'Angelo Hall.
Oh, yeah.
Where Hall's like, you can't cover me, and then Nuke burned him so bad that he tore his Achilles.
Oh, that was terrible. I do remember that. Just roasted him. Nothing he could do about it either. But
ended his career.
Yeah, like, oof. Brutal. After all that smack talk, too, and just fried him, and his knee just buckled like a tent in the wind. One headline coming out of the NFL right now that the Indianapolis Colts quarterback Carson Wentz is going to have foot surgery. He's going to be out 5 to 12 weeks, according to head coach Frank Reich. So Indy's going to have to find themselves a quarterback. And that was a team that I was very much looking forward to this year because they've invested in that run game. They with the addition of Carson Wentz back with Frank Reich when Carson was having an MVP caliber season the year that he blew his knee out. And then, you know, Nick Foles comes in to save the day. Like Mighty Mouse, here I come to save the day. It takes them to the Super Bowl, and they win the Super Bowl. You know, a great story for Nick Foles there, who's now the third stringer in Chicago. And it's like, hey, does Frank Reich have to go back to Nick Foles again to try to save this Indianapolis Colts team that just has a bunch of nobodies on their roster? Good to see Matthew Stafford on the national television set again. Hit his thumb on a helmet, so of course that's going to be a huge story right now. Huge. He hit his thumb on a helmet. He also graded out at 82 on the Madden rankings, which I don't really, you know, They are what they are, right? I'm not gonna get too bent out of shape over a Madden ranking, but you know who's ranked ahead of them? Baker Mayfield. Do you think Baker Mayfield is a better quarterback than Matthew Stafford? I think Baker Mayfield has more playoff wins than Matthew Stafford, because this is not the one thing we always hold against him. Man.
On a
are
video
you tired
game,
of me saying that?
In a video game, who would you rather have, Baker Mayfield or Matthew Stafford?
You know, and here's the thing. What roster would you rather have? Would you rather have the L.A. Rams or would you rather have the Cleveland Browns?
I mean, both are good rosters.
Really good rosters.
Right.
Loaded with talent. I think Cleveland Browns team.
That one's just a toss-up. I feel like they're equally good teams.
I think that's a very fair assessment.
You could switch them spots. I think they're the plus-minus wins on it would be like one.
And I wonder, all right, so put the Cleveland – the NFC West is tough. It's tough. Like, San Francisco is going to be tough. That defense is
AFC good. North is not?
Well, you got the Bengals. I don't know.
You also have Baltimore and Pittsburgh. I mean, we've all made fun of Pittsburgh, but they did start 11-0 last year.
They did start 11-0. Juju is a friend of the show, so I feel like we got to give him
and
a
he's more. Apparently a fan of Michigan. So you have to really be nice what you say about the Steelers here.
Oh, man. That was when you look at the way that team crumbled at the end of the year and then to go into that playoff game and just get absolutely just bamboozled in the first quarter, made the greatest opening quarter of football in Cleveland Browns history. It has to be. Like, there's no other. I mean, they had four touches and put up four touchdowns. I mean, it was, you know, turnover. It was touchdown. Then they got a turnover, scored again, It was like, what in the hell is going on out here, Pittsburgh? The Ravens, to me, are a very interesting story as well. Lamar Jackson getting COVID for the second time. What happens to him and this team? Do they take a step back? I'm not overly concerned about Baltimore. Maybe I should be. Maybe it's ignorance right there. Pittsburgh, Ben Roethlisberger, kind of on the way out, you know, best shape of his life type of deal, very Miguel Cabrera-esque.
Like, I feel like people are sleeping on Baltimore a little bit. It's like, they're still a good team.
Yes. I just don't know if they're the world beaters. Like, I don't know if they're a 12-win team this year. I think it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be very difficult. That division's not easy, and if you're the Cincinnati Bengals, like, good luck. Good luck and good riddance. But it top to bottom, NFC West, Rams, Niners, Seahawks, and then, I mean, I'd say the Cardinals are better than the Bengals. We'll wait and see when the Lions play them again for one of the great rivalries in all of sports. But they did have a little bit of a dust-up, according to reports. Dan Campbell said, according to Benjamin Raven on Twitter, Dan Campbell said he wanted to see the energy get to the point right before an all-out brawl with the pads on. He wants to get to that point.
Yes, he was talking. There's a couple other quotes from this morning that Bill Parcells would tell Dan Campbell to basically start fights at practice to get his teammates riled up.
Sometimes you got to do that, right? I mean, that's it's the first day with pads, so everybody's going to be out. I mean, they've been waiting, you know, for a football player the off season with no contact, right? When you finally put the pads back on, it's a completely different world. Completely different world. You know, the Oklahoma drill. I forgot what we used to call that in youth football. But now it's like, oh, I can't believe you're doing a drill like this. Like, oh, heavens to Betsy. Like, yeah, it's full contact sport, folks. Get used to it. Get used to it. One guy that I hope really makes this team, you might see his name floating around a little bit out there, Jason Kabinda. He's a guy who, you know, as the lone fullback, I believe, on the roster, has a really good opportunity not only there but also as a special teams contributor. Jason Kabinda is a football player. Like, that guy is built like a machine. And I know, why am I getting excited over a fullback? We've seen fullbacks have some success. It's the pendulum. I don't want to say the pendulum swinging all the way back. You know, you're not going to see a whole lot of I formation anymore as we move more and more towards, you know, just throwing the football all over the field. But if you can have a fullback that can provide you anything in the run game, can catch the ball in the backfield, and can be an effective blocker, I mean, you've basically added yourself a faster, more athletic, sometimes tougher tight end, basically. And I really hope that it works out for Kabinda. I hope that there's a good opportunity for him to make an impact, not just on special teams, but hey, special teams got to be special. We say it all the time here on the show. It's often the third and forgotten most portion of the football team is the fact that you got to be good on special teams. You know, your punt coverage team has to be good. You got to have a good punter. We have that in Jack Fox. But you got to get down. You got to be able to cover. You know, kickoffs are kind of they're a little bit rendered useless now, just with the way that the rules set everybody up to be able to just kick that thing through the end zone and start that with a touchback and kind of go from there. But your ability to bring heat on field goal and also protect on field goal, depending on if you're on offense or defense at that point. So Jason Kabinda is a guy that I really hope that the Lions will get. Maybe he could be like the Kyle Juszczyk of this team. Maybe. You're throwing it out there, right? Fullbacks, like, you love to see it. My guy Reggie Gilliam in Buffalo, tight end, fullback kind of combination, guys that are willing to, line up in the backfield, lead block, and go hunt, right? Search and destroy, that type of mentality there for a big-bodied fullback like a guy like Jason Kabinda is somebody who I'm very much looking forward to. Also, by the way, if you haven't already, if you're not, you obviously are. If you're listening to sports radio, you're following the Lions on Twitter. They have done an absolutely awesome job with that little camera. And there is a debate right now that they picked yesterday, MJ or Jordan. So they had the guys that are making their way out of the facility onto the
park. MJ or LeBron. He said MJ or Jordan.
Because there's only one. So just which one do you want to be? Do you want to be Michael Jordan or do you just want to be MJ? Do you want to be regular Jordan? Like which one?
I don't know which Lions player said it. But he's coming out and goes, the people over 30, they're all going to say MJ. They're all going to do it. I'm saying LeBron.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Jamal Williams is pretty funny, too. He said, hey, I'll go right down the middle. Both of them are great. We'll call it like that. Let's hop back into the Pistons draft with the coach, Kyle Barlow. We'll talk about the Pistons selections all the way from Cade Cunningham to Luka Garza and more next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Auto Value is a local Michigan-based company. You can find us all over this great state of Michigan. From Monroe to Marquette, we have you covered. When you shop at your local Auto Value auto parts store, you'll always be assured of quality, service, and a huge selection of name-brand auto parts and accessories. Find out more and shop online at myautovaluestore.com. Thank you for shopping at Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for all the Mr. Car Wash locations. I think there's close to 30 across the Huge Radio Network. For the one close to you, go to MrCarWash.com, and there you can join their unlimited wash club. Now, this is a quick and convenient way to keep your car shining all the time. It's everything you love about getting your car washed in a simple, easy-to-use, affordable plan. As an unlimited wash club member, you will enjoy all the benefits of washing as often as you like, no long-term contract, convenient monthly billing, and now you can be rest assured with a contactless visit. So go to MrCarWash.com right now, sign up for their unlimited wash club pass, and that means you can get your car washed at any Mr. Car Wash location across the Huge Radio Network or anywhere in America. Sign up for the unlimited wash club pass now at MrCarWash.com, and for the location close to you across the Huge Radio Network, you can also log on to MrCarWash.com.